Hey, funny business listeners, before you guys jump into another red hot episode from the boys, I just wanted to jump on quickly. It's Caleb Holstein, co-founder of SquareX Innovations here. As Aussies, we love our coffee, and the Australian coffee scene has long been a global benchmark for quality and innovation. And now I'm pumped to introduce you to our best invention since the flat white, SquareX's first product deployment, GreenSquare. GreenSquare is a holistic ag tech software suite enabling coffee roasters and importers to take control of their largest product cost, green coffee. At SquareX, we're securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond. Enjoy the app.
Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. The sun was shining, but I know that you don't like it shining in your face, so I put the blind down for her and I feel a bit comfortable now. How are you, Rob?
I'm going well, mate. It's like, I don't know if you've been, you're happy, you're positive, it's good.
I'm trying to be positive. I'm doing what you do and I'm just putting my positive pants on. I'm trying to fake it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, baby. I like that.
I'm pretty crook at the moment. If you can't already tell by my voice or, just my nostrils, I'm just feeling all
very nasally.
But we were talking off air.
You're a man of the people, mate. You didn't want to miss it. You didn't want people to miss out on an episode. And Hot or Not, it's your segment. You're the people's champ, the self-proclaimed, self-titled people's champ. And this is your segment.
It's just consistency, Rob. You know, you just got to show up for the people. And as soon as you don't, that's when they leave. So
there were so many suggestions this week, and it's a pretty fun list. And I'm going to do my best to bring a bit more of the laughter and joy that you normally bring to these episodes, and maybe you can play the grumpy pants. You know,
that's an easy spot to play. But it is hay fever season, isn't it? Honestly, we went to the city yesterday, and visible. Everyone was sneezing and not in very good moods. It was windy. It was hot.
You could see the pollen floating around in the air. This is Wednesday for those who
were standing under
Wednesday
the bridge,
in Melbourne, and we're walking down, and it was like, we're looking at each other going,
we're trolls.
You can see the dust going through me and your coffin and spluttering our eyes. I think your nose on the train home.
You bought a box of tissues
and you'd sat there and I just tissue after tissue after tissue after tissue, and it killed you the next day. That is a severe case. You took the piss out of me for my grade 3 hammy cramp. Is this called severe hay fever that's resulted in?
Well, you looked it up and you sent me, you can have like body fatigue and all that sort of stuff. Honestly, I can just feel all the mucus and stuff in my chest, and I know my body. I know when I'm about to get crook, and I don't know, it just like kickstarted something in me where I'm like, this ain't good. It's like the domino effect of triggered. It's just like, my body ain't. I had 3 hours of sleep last night.
When you get sick, you get sick though, don't you?
Maybe because I've got like a weak immune system. It should be high because I just eat crap. You know what I mean? But it was crazy seeing all these other people yesterday walking around sneezing. I was surprised we were able to get some hay fever tablets. There was still some there.
They must have just restocked, I think.
It was crazy. You even said something to some bloke in the Coles, didn't you?
Yeah, the biggest sneeze I've ever heard in my life. I said, that's a good one, mate. And he said, sorry.
He was just snotting
sneezed
it up.
On everything too. It was like spluttering around. Anyway, though, kicked off this week, Maxine Minter, Co-Ventures, Eminem, most articulate guest we've had on the pod for a long time.
Yeah, cool. Besides us, yeah.
Besides, no, not us.
I'm pretty articulate. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? 100%.
I feel like I say the same shit all the time, and you're probably getting sick
of
that.
Yourself. Love that.
I always like, fuck, that's crazy. Amazing.
That's funny.
But honestly, this chat was amazing. She's so cool. I think we said it on the episode, but your notes throughout the chat was so smart times too. So
she's smart, bro. I was just going through it and listening to it, but just, I guess, from experience and what she's trying to build and the people she's rallied around her and the areas that we're both playing, the overlaps between at that super early stage, the pre-seed stage for startups and what we're building out with the Dream Big Social Club. It takes a lot of people to wrap their arms around people to make stuff happen, and it's a lonely road as founders. And I feel like you need as much support as you can. And learning from that episode with Maxine about, I guess, where the infrastructure to support startups are across the world and where Australia is at, it's cool to know that there's so much more room for growth, so much more room for new things to come through, new people and organisations and companies to support the startup ecosystem here in Australia and doing cool things. Go back and check that episode out.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Just for founders at the early stage, sure, I feel like our work that we do with the Dream Big Social Club, it is a massive overlap, so it's people like Maxine who want to work with and do some stuff with because she actually is changing the game and it's inspiring, isn't it?
Hey, if you've heard the pre-reads, the bookends. Are we calling them bookends? Can I call them bookends?
You're getting pumped up about ads, though. I've never seen you get harder for ads.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe because they're ours. Is that they're why you like it?
They're self-directed. They're self-directed promos.
It gets you rock hard. It's so weird.
If you have been listening in, if you've noticed the new pre-reads coming at the before and the end, the before or the start.
Good English.
There you go. I'm very articulate.
Yeah.
There you go. The start and the end of all our episodes. Get in touch if you're interested to learn a bit more. We're helping out Cam at Pay Squad and Caleb and the extended team there at SquareX and Green Square and another couple of companies that we'll be announcing shortly and talking more to market about what we're doing. But if you've listened to that stuff, you want to learn more, check some stuff out, and hopefully we've been working on it probably a few days behind.
Yeah.
But their website will go live and it's...
You've been pretty happy with the website. You've been updates every day and you just... to the boys, hey, check this out. And it's gotten better.
But it's really interesting because I think when we kicked this year off, our year was going to look very different, you know, like working, partnering with Chris at his previous role at Venture Crowd and through the Dream Big Social Club, pretty much being like a talent pipeline to find businesses and startups trying to do equity crowdfunding raise. And I guess when the decision that Chris made to jump out of that role and roll into what we're doing, because we could all see that there's something bigger here if we teamed up and did some stuff together. So for us...
it was a real Avengers moment. We all put our hands in and the electricity, the sparks were there.
Well, the Dream Big Social Club's changed so much from what it was going to be at the start of the year because it's fast-tracked. It's been crazy to like build as you go on. And then like, I know we've talked about it a bit in the last few weeks, is like leaving room for opportunity, like leaving room for good stuff to come into your world and then trying to figure out a new plan that allows the good stuff to blossom and grow. And a bit like all the hard work we've done, it would be a shame not to mention all the hard work we've done in your backyard that I'm looking out and your front yard. And you got some new trees blossoming now with the first signs of life, a few green leaves, the new tree that's planted out the front of your house. You must be happy about that.
There's heartbeats, there's pulses, there's life. At the Bradford household, yeah. It's
no, not much today coming from your end, but you've got some thank yous to get through.
I do. Look at you anchoring the show. I like it. When I'm a bit sick, you just take
I'm trying because you're looking at me. I'm just seeing those sick little puppy dog eyes. I'm saying, poor Locke, come on.
But it's about the listeners because they tune in every week and they got to get a good show. So let's do some thank yous. Dylan Caton.
Thank you.
You can always rely on him. He didn't make the list this week, but his one was feeding wild animals at home.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Thanks for playing, though.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Chris GW, love his work, hey? He's funny. Don't think he made the list this week. Oh, no, he didn't make the list. Fiona Marie Mraz, a couple of spicy ones coming. Yeah, she made the list. Todd Welling, I feel bad, but it's the first time he sent a suggestion in a while. And we're not
I love
using
you, Toddy
one.
Boy.
Yeah, but T8DDW, go connect with him on Instagram. He's doing some good things. Monte Carlo, didn't make the list. Sammy Diggs. Didn't make the list either, but he's a good man. He wants to shout us lunch.
Hey, please keep sending all your stuff in. We'll pick one eventually.
Lisa Newton didn't make the list this week. So sorry, Lisa, but keep sending them in. Shreddy Eddie didn't make the list also this week.
What the hell?
So, yeah, didn't make the list. And there's one absentee from this week, and I feel like she's cut as, and that's your mum, Kate Hicks 101. No suggestions this week.
No, she's not happy.
She's not happy. I just think she didn't get a look in last week, but you know who came to the party? Sorbet Weather.
Yeah,
I think about four or five of them have made the list this week. And he had a week in the twos last week, and he wasn't happy about it either.
That's honestly what we need to see. Sometimes, like, it's not about what you've been bringing every week that's been bad. It's just that we expect more. You know, like, you can go back, have your 25, kick three off the half forward, set up a few, and just show that you're above that level.
I love it.
You deserve this spot. You're not just like...
And he's been good for ages. Spot. You know what I mean? It's not like the John Noble case where you can't get back in. He's straight back in. And the man, we're giving you the pill. So good stuff to him. Caleb Holstein. Love his work. He made the list this week. He
made the list. Congrats.
Good stuff. Kay Harrow.
That's the Caleb we're talking about just...
Yeah.
5 minutes ago, for those who want to know, from SquareX.
So he's engaging in our content as well.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Kay Harrow made the list. You'll be happy. CG Spaceman, he made the list. First time he sent in a suggestion.
Hey, congratulations. And hopefully if you've listened to the start of this, you realise it's not an easy thing to do.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Because even if you have really good suggestions, there's weeks where Locke bumps all suggestions for his own.
Well, fact, none of mine have made the list this week. One of yours has, though.
There you go.
And Money Bree Jewelry, thank you very much.
Every week when I don't bring a suggestion, you're upset. I bring one today and you're like, you did this.
You're bagging me because I take it all. I'm not hogging anything, bro. If anything, you are. You go, you got to put number three on. Number three, you'll find it.
All right, come on. Well, let's talk about it.
All right, number one on the list, eating the core of an apple.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Aggressively Wrong.
I always thought if you ate it, like another apple would grow in your stomach.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you can't eat the seeds, bro. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's hard as.
It's weird. It's weird behavior.
Your very good friend, Lachlan Hutchison,
used to eat it. I've seen him eat a full apple core and all.
Is that because he's hungry? Or?
Like a pelican. Yeah, a little bit like a pelican. Just gulps it down.
You have to eat it all.
He's crunching away this like the hardcore middle section, even the stick bit.
I say they're like hardcore eaters because we got another friend, Hamish Moore, who eats like the marrow off a chicken. Like
we'll eat the bones.
Yeah, like he's just.
He's crunching on him.
It's weird.
Makes my teeth tingle thinking about
it. Oh, just makes me like just never want to eat food again. Eating the core of an apple, weirdo if you're doing that. Straight up weirdo.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's weird behavior.
Yeah, don't do it.
Not hot.
Don't do it. All right, next on the list, chatting with your neighbor. Do you like that? I don't know.
It's not for me. Yeah. I liked my old place in Torquay, but I've had some weird experiences with neighbours over the last few years. And
you were pretty close to the one in Torquay, weren't you?
They were really friendly.
She had a special daughter, didn't she? Like she was, yeah.
Yeah. They were just really friendly people. She would bring food round and like, she loved.
You complained at the time because you're like, you're too invasive. She
loved Tilda. They loved Pat Noby. They were friendly.
They didn't mind you playing out in the garage every
now
and then?
And we had the other, actually from the other side too, were nice too. They were like an elderly couple. But then we moved into Armstrong Creek, bro, and I just had like.
Yeah.
Like the devils. The kids were devils. The family was.
And very, you've got a short fuse.
They're so. Very Bojan. And the worst part was the fence line at the back. I could see direct. Like I walked outside my fence, had the low fences, and I could fucking headbutt them. The first of my neighbor, I'm thinking, I don't want to talk to you in my backyard. So I'm going to say, chat to your neighbor, always a time and a place.
Yeah.
Hopefully if you live somewhere and you like your neighbors, chatting to neighbors would be a great experience, a positive experience.
Yeah.
When you got shit neighbors.
Yeah.
Not even slightly interested. At the moment, I don't really have the best. So I'm going to say...
But you just don't talk though, do you? Has there been a few shushes over the fence?
In my little pocket, it's a very quiet little street.
Yeah.
Everyone's straight in their house, bro.
I thought you said everyone was out and about. It was like busy.
At the old house in Armstrong Creek it was. This one, straight in. Everyone's in their driveway, roller doors up, down, closed.
Private.
Inside, private.
Like the Disturbia movie, remember that?
A little bit. They're like, who's outside? Who's outside?
I can't cop that. If you're walking out the back and you're eyeball level with your neighbour.
What do you
think?
That's
annoying. Like I reckon, same as you. Like if you've got good neighbours and stuff, it's good to chat with them. Like next door to me now, I know Jason and Jay. Pretty easy to remember.
You're a friendly sort of guy.
JJ. No, I was thinking about it the other day. I was watering the thing and that. Outside and that. I'm going, I don't reckon I'm that friendly. I reckon people on the street wouldn't like me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just think about that because I don't reckon
most
I am
people
that
when
friendly.
They meet you still don't like it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, I feel like I'm pretty likable, but not in that, like, I don't reckon I'm a good neighbor.
You love people liking you too, don't you?
Yeah, it eats at me that the people down the street don't. Because, like, I walk past with Winston and that, and I'm like in the zone, and I'm not like, it's not my most friendly state, you know?
But you pride yourself on your friendliness at times.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be a rude person, but for some reason, I just feel like the circuit that I live on, there's a few people that might not like it. You know what I mean? I feel like I need to like...
Maybe you're not as likable as you think
you are. Maybe I'll throw a block party or something and just get everyone involved, huh? Around Christmas time, you'll see it. Everyone will be out of their houses and doing some good stuff.
Oh, you'll be hanging Christmas lights on each other's trees.
But how good's daylight savings though, honestly?
It's been a good
change. I know it's off topic, but how good is that? I feel like there's way more hours in the day.
I am. But it's improved the quality of my life and my overall sentiment towards life too.
Yeah, a little bit
with daylight savings.
And Matilda just wants to play, but it's like 5 o'clock and you're saying, no, it's dark now.
She doesn't want to go
it's
to bed.
It's 3 hours before bedtime and we've got to turn the lights off, Matilda.
All right. All right.
Do you want to go next on the list?
No, you can go next on the list.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you want me to continue?
That's how the pod works.
Yeah, I don't know. You seem a bit distracted. You're on your phone. I'm just making sure that you're with it.
I thought
you got some shocking news or something.
No shocking news.
Oh, that's all right. Just bored or something.
No, I had I'll put my phone.
The next one's on. That's your suggestion, bro. So
what was it?
You got to come with. So what was it? You know, fake news.
Fake news. It's been the Clayton Oliver headlines were going wild on the. Thursday, so this comes out Friday, so people who don't know who Clayton Oliver is, he's the Melbourne AFL football player, been in the headlines lately about maybe getting through a trade, and crazy rumour went around that he died, you know what I mean? And people were saying, like, fake news of people spreading fake tweets to get, like, it's almost like...
It gets your attention.
Yeah, it's like engagement farming, you know, like...
Well, you know who...
Eyeball hacking.
You know what happened to that? A cricketer called Heath Streak... there was news that this cricketer, Zimbabwe captain,
yeah,
cricketer, they said, oh, he died, blah, blah, blah. And he came out and said, like, maybe 3 hours later, he's on, like, a trip or something. No, I'm all good, brother. And a WhatsApp texted, like, his teammate, all good. Dead set, like, a month or two later, he actually died.
That's sad stuff.
Yeah.
Do you like fake news? Do you like reading headlines that they're slightly wrong? What if they're funny?
I think that's what's, like, wrong with the world too, because we are programmed in a way where we see something like that and you're just, like, as soon as I told you, you went deep on X and you're having a look through and it does grab your attention, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's like it hits that feed and all the social platforms love making people hit that feed.
That's good, isn't
it? So fake news is built, like the algorithms are built for fake news.
I just think anything that's going to just get engagement in it, they just post about it. And we talk about that shit all the time. Even when we're doing our content, it's like, it's not fake news, but you don't want to like clickbait and say like, it's just like, fuck.
You know, the harshest part, some of the stuff I've been seeing lately is all about like the Ukraine-Russia stuff and stuff going on in Israel and Palestine at the moment is how quickly people, they just use all the hashtags now and they're like regurgitating footage from like old video games and all sorts of stuff. And like, they've got some title there. But it's like, they're really, when you think about what they're actually doing, if we go back to what fake news is, just engagement farming, but they're engagement farming off a crisis that people are dying. People are dying, bless you. People are dying and crazy stuff's happening and you're still doing that sort of behaviour. It just makes you feel like a bit...
Monetizing off death.
World's a bit weird sometimes. So I'm going to say fake news, not hype, but sometimes it can be funny.
Yeah. Funny gets my attention.
I still like funny.
I like distractions.
Yeah, you like dark humour. You're a bit dark sometimes, aren't you?
It just makes me laugh. I think like these days, everything's a bit PG. So when I see something a bit offbeat, I'm like, I'm drawn to it.
Yeah.
I know you are too. You're just not going to admit it.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Next on the list, bocconcini. I fucking love bocconcini, bro.
What do you have it in or on?
Just pizza.
Just pizza?
Yeah. I always have bocconcini.
You just sliced up, put in a sandwich?
Like a fresh
bocconcini. Like a baguette. Yeah, fresh.
I've never tried it, but it'll probably be all right. Do you?
You never bought like little jars like your people can buy like Meredith Valley goat's cheese, you like the jar?
Yeah,
of goat
I know
cheese.
What that is. Yeah,
you can buy little jars of bocconcini in that.
Really?
Put them in salads. Put them on your things. You never bought them?
Bocconcini? Nah, I never even thought about it. Maybe melted in a toasty, bear, right?
Yeah, I sometimes put them in toasty.
Do you?
Yeah.
With tasty.
Yeah, with a mix.
Yeah,
cheese.
Triple
mix.
Cheese.
Triple
huh?
cheese. Yeah.
If we were to start a toasty shack, that'd be your go-to, wouldn't it? Triple cheese.
I find those type of toasties, they're good for like one.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're too indulgent. Sometimes they're just like a one cheese. Ham cheese, tomato. I'll
tell you the secret recipe, oregano.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes it like the pizza flavour, eh?
I just love it in toasties. But bocconcini, I reckon over the last 7 years I've started eating it and I just have it all the time. It just makes the pizza 10 times better.
Well, I'm excited for you to try it on something other than a pizza.
Yeah. So what else you got? You got baguette, you got toasty. What else do you have it on?
Salads.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Do you cook it though or just fresh?
No, I have like maybe
feels
like
a bit rubbery though, isn't it?
Bocconcini and tomato and basil.
You'd rather feta though, wouldn't you?
Not in certain salad. We do like bocconcini or buffalo mozzarella and like with tomatoes. See, and salad.
Buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah.
All in your pantry, all you got is ingredients, isn't it? And there's no packets.
I like to make the thing
you're
like
so wholesome.
Directly thinking about, I want to make that.
Oh, I like it.
You got a curry on the slow cooker right now, don't you? Do stress. You?
What type of curry?
A veggie curry.
Yeah.
Just heaps of veggies that were left in the fridge and that with some chickpeas. And it's been in the.
It always smells good going over your house because you've just got something cooking. Hides the smell of all the dead people in your basement.
I'm gonna say bocconcini's hot.
Yeah, hot as, can't get hotter. All right, next on the list, asking personal questions. What do you reckon?
Oh, it's hard because we do a pod. I feel like we're always poking and prodding, and you're trying to find that fine balance of like, I just met this person. And we're asking them about their fucking life. Yeah. You know what I mean? I know they've agreed to come on the pod and that, but sometimes it's a fine line between like talking to someone and then being invasive.
Yeah. What are your finances at the moment? You know?
Yeah.
Tell us your deepest, darkest secret.
What's your credit card numbers?
Yeah. Social security number. You got one?
Uh-huh.
I just feel like with that sort of stuff, you just gauge how much they're going to give you. Sometimes there's been people where you feel like you're just going to get the media chat or just the, you know, so you're just like, well, I'm going to try and poke something out of it because this is just, they're not giving much.
What about just in a normal social setting? Just like meeting
people? No, I don't like that.
Out for things?
No, I want small talk. I just want the most basic small talk so I can just get through and then go home.
You don't want to be like quizzed.
No, I hate that shit. And honestly, I feel like I'm a pretty big deflector.
What about the follow-up questions when people just ping you with one question, they get you another question?
I never know what to answer. I give them nothing answers really. I feel like they'd be disappointed where I'm just straight up just like, I'm just like, oh, you know, like, what guests do you have on the pod? I'm like, oh, fucking heaps. You know, like, yeah. I can't think of any.
Maybe go back to the start about chatting to your neighbors and you just need to be a bit more friendly, you know?
Yeah, I know. Maybe give a little bit.
Yeah, give something. A little.
But I just feel like I give so much through the pod. It's just like, listen to the pod.
Yeah.
That's where I show. It's like Lance Buddy Franklin. You're just watch me play sport.
Gracing people with your presence, though. That's, oh. They should be thankful that you're there.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to get into, I'm not going to get into, you know how some people, you ask them one question, they'll talk about themselves for like the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't mind talking to those people because then I can just disassociate. You know, so I'm like there, but I'm not there. And it's like, this is soaking up like 20 minutes. Perfect, you know?
Huh? My body's floating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just feel like I hate it when people ask me sort of stuff and I just give them boring answers so I can ask them questions.
Yeah, fair enough.
Deflect. You're a good deflector, aren't you?
Darren.
When you don't want to talk about something, you just bring up another topic. You act like you don't hear it.
And we're
sometimes right. You pretend you're deaf. I reckon when you're older, you'll have the, what's it called?
The hearing aid. The fake one. I might just put a fake one in at the moment, walk around with a fake
hearing
aid. You
got the grey hair. It'll match it, I reckon.
Yeah?
But I seriously reckon you've got selective hearing.
Selective hearing. We'll just pause a little bit while you...
Oh, I'm just going to get it out the nose, bro.
Yeah.
I feel better. I don't know if it sounds better, but it's going to be a weird podcast to listen back to. You wouldn't know because you haven't listened back to any of our pods before.
Hey,
have you ever?
Yeah. Recently.
Which one?
Recently.
Which one?
I don't want to name names. Cause
why?
Make people feel disappointed that I haven't gone back and listened to that episode. But
yeah, true. It's just hot or not with you, isn't it? And the news, know. Just to get you a thought. Remember when we were doing the news?
I love the news, bro.
I know you didn't. You wanted to get rid of it, and I was like, we got to keep the news. And you're like,
You killed the news.
That was your show. All right. Asking personal questions depends
hot.
In
I
the
I say hot because we do a pod.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it depends on the setting, but I suppose I have to agree with you there. All right, next on the list, random acts of kindness. Yay or nay? Only when I'm feeling on top of the world. You know, if it's just a good day, which is probably two in a month, I'll feel like, hey, it'd be good to just buy someone something.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, nah.
You're not there doing it every day. You're not just.
I just need to be kind to myself.
You're not buying you're not paying it forward every day?
No. But I do live to give in other ways.
You're not stopping at the supermarket and asking the person behind you just, hey, do you mind if I just pay for your groceries today?
Have you ever done that before?
Nah.
Would you like to do that?
That's not real life. I just think there's so many people now that do
this
stuff.
They do it for themselves.
Yeah, they do it for themselves.
Yeah.
And they're filming it. Hey, do you mind if I just give you this $1,000 cash while we're filming this?
Yeah.
A really good video. You just have a great day, man. You know?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll go pump some ads into this video. Let's get some views.
Yeah.
I don't know. The world's weird.
It's condescending, isn't it?
Unless it's like, I like people who do. It's very hard to be people that just do this because they just genuinely want to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like you turn up to do the pod and hold on, even though you're sick. Sometimes it's like people who can be known for that have to do it constantly. You know, they make it part about who they are and what they do.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just doing one off for a thing, like whatever.
I feel like these types of people in office environments, like if you got like an office manager or someone in your team who's like getting the coffees most mornings and that bringing the vibe, that's value.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so much value. I just I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know? But I respect all the people
that make smoothies sometimes.
Yeah.
That's been a pretty...
It feels good to do joyous. Good stuff, but it's just, yeah.
That's pretty kind, but I know you're really making it for yourself.
Do you reckon people would say that about us, that we're kind? Do you think?
I think we try to be kind.
Yeah. But do you think that's the first thing that they would say about us?
I don't think
us?
We go out of our way to do...
We're not kind. But we're not like waking up going, how can we give... You know what I mean? Like, who am I going to fucking surprise help today? You know? They're just like, fuck off out of my life, bro. You know?
Leave me alone, man. Stop trying to give to me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, it has to be hot, but still another weird behavior sometimes.
Has anyone ever done that to you, though?
No, I never had.
Where they've paid for your coffee or something?
Not that I remember.
Never. No one's ever given you
not in like, the person in front of you has paid for your order.
No. What about someone's like, let you in line or something because I like that.
At Hungry Jack's getting an extra nugget.
Yeah, well, see, this is the shit that pisses me off sometimes. It's like, if you're working in fast food and that, just throw in an extra nug.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah, surprise
people. You know, like that's, see, they're things that you can do that's just like easy.
That's easy, extra nugget.
Or that's if you fill the chips kindness. Up a bit more, you know, and then you're like, hey, I've got you this and I've got you that. Like in hospitality, if someone had a bad experience, like, or something happened, you're like, you need to fix it.
Yeah.
You know? And that, like, being kind can get you a long way.
All right.
But certain settings, I don't know. What did you say?
I said it's hot.
Yeah.
But still, sometimes it leads to weird people's behavior.
Yeah. I'm going to say not. All right, next on the list, walking tours.
This would be your favourite thing to do, wouldn't it? You'd be out there going...
Because it's headphones in for me. I don't want to fucking socialise.
Sometimes you could do the walk. I did actually, when we went to Cambodia with Jimmo, we did a walking tour with the headphones on. And it does, it's a history tour, so you go past the different stops and you got it in your ears and you learn about what it is while you walk around.
In English, yeah.
Yeah, now turn left and you'll walk towards this and you're seeing. That was pretty interesting.
Mm.
I liked it.
Yeah.
What are you, have you ever been to one? I'm going to say hot. Have you ever been to one?
Yeah, Alcatraz.
That's sick.
Yeah, you put the things in, Mona.
Yeah.
In Tassie, yeah. You can listen to the, like it tells you about the art and
shit. You like being a bit cultured, don't you?
I just like doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look around all the time and I'm like, people fucking made shit. Like all this stuff around us, people made it.
Like your backyard. It's crazy. People made that.
Hand carved. No, but I'm amazed by that. It's like if it's presented in a cool way or something, I'm not someone who like could stare at a painting and find like meaning and all these different things. But like I like going into, like if it was like an art show and there's all these different ones.
Yeah,
like,
you're happy to give it a quick glance and move on.
Yeah, but I appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks. That looks nice. What's next?
What do you? What do you do? The more I look at it, I see a different story. That's not really me.
I'm a bit bored of looking at it for ages.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do the same thing as you. Like, hey, that's sick. I'll move. What else is there? All right, cool. I've been here for 5 minutes, seen it all.
So walking tours, I'm going to say when you're traveling, hot.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right, next on the list, shared urinals. So one for the fellas. It'd be weird for the chicks, wouldn't it? All squatting in one shared urinal.
I reckon... It's sometimes a weird experience when it's like, I don't mind though. I always happily use the shared wall or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't like when people stand too close to you or if they're, I don't want
cock someone, watching or a bit of splashback on your jeans. I don't want anyone
else. I'm happy if I have to deal with my own splashback.
Yeah.
If I cop a little bit of my own splash, I'm already disappointed. Yeah. But if I cop someone else's splash,
you're not
handling. I'm ready to kill someone in there.
Yeah. What barefoot at the caravan park.
Yeah.
No, I'm a stall cat. Get me in the stall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just eliminate that prospect of any splashback. I'm like, I'll just rather wait and have my stall.
I have noticed that you never use the.
Unless it's really like bare. Yeah. And then I'll be like, fuck. Or if I really need to, I will. Yeah. But it's just like the first option is never to piss in a stall.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid of that actual.
Because you take pants off.
Yeah. The preppy piss. Yeah. Actually, fucking, we sat at the WO Hotel over the weekend and they got bidets, bro.
Did you have the water shoot up your
bum? Yeah.
What'd you like?
Highest pressure, bro.
Yeah.
And I was on there for 3 hours. Honestly, I was like, you get a clean asshole. That's like the cleanest it can get, bro.
I like that.
Zero dingleberries. Have you ever had one before?
I've used a bidet before, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be expensive to have in your own house, though, but I reckon it'd be worth it.
Just get a pressure hose.
Straight up there.
Yeah, you got a pressure hose.
Some countries they don't even.
You used to wash the concrete. Just get you out the side and I'll spray you.
Imagine that out the front every morning. It's just such a good experience. And like they had heated seats and that, but I'm like, bidets. I reckon in some countries they don't even have toilet paper. You just spray up the water and you're done.
How good?
Drip, drip, drip.
You liking it?
It was good, but shared urinal's not hot. What are you going to say?
I think it's hot. I think it's hot. Use of
space. Do you reckon that's some of the benefits to being a man if it's like busy and you can just go piss?
Easy as, yeah.
All right, next on the list, nude sunbathing. Is this something you've ever done? No tan lines back in the day?
Nah, never.
You were very vain back in the day. I can imagine you.
Never been a nude sunbather.
Back, Hutchie Street.
I always find it really uncomfortable when you got that, like not many people on the beach are doing it.
Yeah.
And then someone is doing it, but I know they're doing their own thing. You got to leave them to their stuff, but
it's hard. You got to put the binoculars down, Rob.
It's hard not to cause a scene if
there's titties out.
Or a cock. Yeah. Cock and balls, you know?
It's pretty like, confronting.
It's aggressive. Yeah. It's aggressive out in public.
And normally they're older, aren't they? They're like 70. Big balls hanging down to the
point. Out is a nude beach, and me and Em went for a walk there once, not nude, but you can see the people.
Adam and Eva.
Rooting in the bushes, and we had another one.
Was that Hutchie?
No. There was another one of. This guy was down there doing nude yoga on one of the big rocks.
Or by himself?
By himself.
Yeah.
So he's stretching that in the nude, seeing his balls flop around. And I'm like,
stretching his bum.
I'm out in just a sunshine walk, just getting the steps up. And I don't want to see your pecker.
Yeah, but you've been to a nude.
But I'm at the nude beach, so I can't really complain, can I?
People love it though, don't they? What about out the back? You ever just go?
Never.
No.
I don't think my bits have ever really had any. Vitamin D, I don't know, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. You reckon you got the whitest cock on the planet?
Have you ever been outside in the nude?
Oh, I can't remember. No. I reckon maybe at Jamie's house in William Street, there might have been a few days where we just loose.
Back in the day.
Yeah, but it's not like we're out there doing It's not like we're bathing, you know what I mean? It's like swimming as a joke, but
all the boys, huh?
All the boys, all double the boys Dutch rudders all day. You're just jealous you didn't get an invite.
Nude sunbathing, I'm gonna say hot.
I wanna see you start doing it now, especially when you're eye level with the neighbors, huh? They can see over the fence. Imagine that. You got your little pecker out,
it's too much.
You got your little rose quartz near your asshole, you're about to stick it in. The sun's beaming at a 90 degree angle.
I'm earthing, I'm grounding.
You do love that though, don't you? You could do some grass angels out the back at your joint, I reckon.
I'm gonna say nude sunbathing hot.
Hot. Look at you. Why is it hot then if you don't do it?
Because if you're confident enough to go out there and that's how you want to live your life, be free. That's how we were born. You know, everyone was like born that. Nude. You don't get born, you're not born with clothes.
So you just reckon everyone should just rock nude? What do you reckon?
If we were all back in the day when we were like monkeys and apes and
yeah.
Everyone would, no clothes back then, just hair.
Just hair.
You know, we would have thicker amounts of hair.
You wouldn't have seen anything with your little pubes, huh? That's funny, as. Imagine a day where we're just like, remove clothes.
They're all banned all of a sudden.
Clothes are banned. How do you reckon you'd go? You'd love it, wouldn't you? You've been on the bike a bit you're fit. That's why you don't mind it, do you?
Huh?
You don't mind it. If that actually happened, I feel like you'd embrace it.
I don't mind layers, so I'd be a bit cold during winter.
Just grow your hair out again, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right, nude sunbathing, hot. Next on the list, last on the list, seat covers, something that you have. You got seat covers or blankets or something, don't you?
No.
You just said it before.
At my mum's house.
Oh. I was like, you don't give that smart. Like, I was like, you just told me before.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a kid, we grew up with the covers that went over the couch. So that if you're like on the couch.
Plastic shit.
Not the plastic stuff, just like a blanket that went over the couch.
Maybe they were into something, huh?
But like, I don't know. I'm going to say seat covers are not hot.
In the car? Mum hasn't been in the car.
No, I don't have him in my
Minnie
car.
Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
Of course she does.
I think she actually does. She has the things on the mirrors on the side.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time, she put the
I thought we were talking about like couches, but you mean car covers?
Well, just anything.
Seat cover. Makes sense.
Couch covers are weird, I reckon.
I don't mind sitting on if I'm going to sit on an outdoor chair, I don't mind throwing a towel over it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like the spider webs and stuff sometimes on chairs have been outside and that.
Yeah.
I'm happy to sit on a towel.
Yeah. So you're a fan.
Now I'm talking through it. Never really thought that hard about seat covers, but I'm interested.
You and Emma are a plastic family. I reckon you start putting the plastic over
ages,
the...
Bro. Uh-huh? We've had our couches for ages.
You've got plastic over your mattress, bro. It's weird.
Do I?
Yeah, you got a sheet of plastic. No, I'm joking.
Oh, that's just...
That'd be weird.
That's the Dexter Kill room,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's the Dexter Kill room.
I think you went the wrong turn, huh?
Oh, I went the wrong turn. I just think... I don't really care about seat covers, to be honest.
Yeah?
Not fazed. I don't have one.
It's an interesting topic that made the list. It was hard to talk about.
Yeah, it was hard to talk about.
But it made the list because it is interesting because we do want to know what people think, but
yeah.
Not for content-wise to talk. Talking.
There's not much else we can give.
Nah, not at all. So you're saying hot or not hot?
I'm going to say hot. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say hot because it does protect the couch.
All right. Well, hey, another enthralling episode of Hot or Not. I hope you liked our opinions this week. I feel like we're pretty tame. You know, we could have went harder, but, you know. Next week.
Hey, in respect to you for turning up today or for me coming to your house to record this and you step
all
up.
Or to me.
Just to being here with you and...
I feel a bit snotty, but hopefully the episode went all right, you know? I feel like when you're sick, you always play your best, though.
It'd be good, like, when people just listen to this episode and think, have they forgot to press end? Have they forgot to end the episode?
Yeah, what would you give it out of 10, though? We always do a bit of a summary after.
I thought it was pretty good considering you're sick, got through.
Yeah. We did good suggestions. Topics,
good suggestions flowed quite well.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Got the plugs, talked about did the audio backlinks of the episodes, talked about the Dream Big Social Club. One thing we haven't talked about is if you have listened this far and you haven't shared an episode to a friend lately, please hit that share button, send it to a friend that you think would love the funny business because it goes a long way to helping us grow the show. Thanks so much. See you next week.
Oh, another cracking episode from the Funny Business Boys. Caleb Holstein, co-founder of SquareX Innovations here, just wanted to jump on and give you guys a quick update. SquareX is currently open for investment. If you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of agricultural supply chains, reach out to me via LinkedIn or you can reach out to the Dream Big Social Club team and join us securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond.